The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. The Richmond School Board has approved an emergency procurement route to award a contract for the design of a new Fox Elementary. The director of school construction for the district, Dana Fox, says the rationale for this is to protect historic elements of the school, which was recently named one of the state's most endangered historic places.
So we're not taking into account anything to do with community outrage or monetary anything. It is simply that we have a historical structure that we are trying to urgently preserve.
Richmond Public Schools anticipates it will take about 2 months to select a design firm, which is a faster time frame than usual. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the February fire that partially destroyed the school. The Chesapeake Bay watershed received a C-plus on its latest report card. Doug Boynton from partner station WHRO has more.
The grade for 2021 is a slight improvement over previous years, according to the report released by the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. The Chesapeake Bay Health Score, part of the overall grade, improved slightly from 45 to 50. The center's president, Dr. Peter Goodwin, says the bay's health reflects what is happening across its watershed, which includes 6 states, including Virginia and the District of Columbia, home to more than 18 million people.
That was Doug Boynton reporting. Former Representative Denver Riggleman says he's no longer a Republican. In an interview with CNN earlier this week, Riggleman said the party no longer embodies conservative principles. He also said the GOP has become a, quote, cult of personality centered on former President Donald Trump. Riggleman served a single term in the House of Representatives representing the 5th District, which stretches from Danville north through Charlottesville. He was unseated in a 2020 primary by Bob Good, who attacked Riggleman for officiating a same-sex marriage. A panel of 3 judges has halted a lawsuit seeking to hold elections for all 100 Virginia House of Delegates seats this year. Paul Goldman, a Democrat, sued the state, arguing that the 2021 elections were unconstitutional due to the use of legislative maps that did not use updated 2020 census data. A state redistricting commission was unable to agree on new maps in time for the 2021 elections. According to the Richmond Times-Dispatch, the panel dismissed the lawsuit on the grounds that Goldman lacked standing to bring the case because he had not been negatively impacted by the use of the older maps. Virginia's 100 House of Delegates seats and 40 state Senate seats are up for election in 2023. The Richmond Folk Festival has announced the first round of performers for this year's event. In a release yesterday, festival organizers announced the names of 8 artists appearing on stage, including guitarist Fran Grace, the Korean Performing Arts Institute of Chicago, and bluegrass band Sideline. This year's festival will take place on October 7th through 9th. More information can be found at richmondfolkfestival.org. We should disclose that VPM has sponsored past Richmond Folk Festivals. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help 4 men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.